President Donald Trump welcomed former jihadist Ahmed al-Sharaa to the White House. Al-Sharaa was originally the head of the Syrian offshoot of al-Qaeda until 2016, when he cut ties with the organization. Since then, he has worked to moderate his image, renouncing transnational jihadism against Western nations and focusing on governance in Syria. He led the opposition forces in 2024 against then-President Bashar al-Assad. Al-Sharaa met with U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday and announced his country's, quote, desire, intentions, and readiness, end quote, to join the global coalition against the Islamic State. After the closed-door meeting, Trump had nothing but praise when asked about al-Sharaa and vowed to help the country.
He's a very strong leader. He comes from a very tough place, and he's a tough guy. I liked him. I get along with him. The president, the new president of Syria. And we'll do everything we can to make Syria successful, because that's part of the Middle East. We have peace now in the Middle East, first time that anyone can remember that ever happening.
Syria would be the 90th country to join the coalition. However, it currently has no plans to join the group's military operations. Trump continued to emphasize the need to support Syria, touting the country's importance in the region. Part of Trump's plan includes Syria joining the Abraham Accords. The Abraham Accords are a set of agreements that establish diplomatic relations between Arab countries and Israel. Trump said that Syria will join the Accords.
We have to make Syria work. Syria is a big part of the Middle East. And I will tell you, I think it is working and really well. We're working also with Israel on, you know, getting along with Syria, getting along with everybody. And that's working amazingly.
During his stay, al-Sharaa was seen at the White House playing basketball with military officials and greeting members of the Syrian diaspora. Al-Sharaa said that he discussed dropping sanctions against his country with Trump. However, when asked about Trump's comment on Syria entering negotiations with Israel, he told Fox News Channel's special report that there are no current plans to do so, but he would welcome Trump's help.
I believe that the situation in Syria is different from this situation of the countries who went on with the Abrahamic agreement. Syria has borders with Israel, and Israel occupies the Golan Heights since 1967. We are not going to enter into a negotiation directly right now. Maybe the United States administration with the President Trump will help.
The Trump administration discussed removing sanctions, and two proposals have been introduced by senators to do so. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.